Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story of the day. This is Sonia Agrawal, correspondent for the Print, and I bring to you a synopsis of my story on how schools have become ground zero for COVID infections across several states. So far, 1,000 cases of COVID-19 have been detected from schools and colleges across 7 states in the country. India is currently experiencing what is being described as the second COVID-19 wave. This has seen case numbers shoot up even as the vaccination program continues. Last month, 300 school students tested positive for COVID-19 in 2 districts of Maharashtra, 229 of these in a single hostel at Vashim. In Telangana, around 100 students across 7 schools tested positive this month. In Haryana, 54 students of a Karnal school were diagnosed with COVID-19 this month itself. The Union government last October permitted reopening of educational institutions, after which states and union territories decided their own schedules for reopening of schools. Most states, including Gujarat, Delhi and Karnataka, reopened their schools in January this year. And within 3 months of reopening, schools were found to have COVID clusters within their premises. This resulted in a shutting down of schools and colleges across these states again. When asked about COVID clusters, schools say it could possibly be because of logistical difficulties, while medical experts, on the other hand, remain split on the decision whether schools should be opened at all. Children are largely believed to suffer from a mild form of COVID-19, but they could be potential carriers of the infection. AIIMS Director Dr. Randeep Guleria called the reopening of schools and vaccination of children as the 2 challenges that the country faces right now. Dr. K.K. Talwar, advisor to the government of Punjab on COVID-19, believes that the spread within educational institutions could possibly be attributed to the UK variant. He said, "Latest findings suggest that 80% of COVID cases in Punjab are of the UK variant, which tends to affect people under 30 years of age. The spread in education institutes could possibly be an outcome of the same." Dr. Satyajit Rath, a visiting faculty member at IISER Pune, said, "One way of looking at this is that had we geared up and had vaccination at a large scale, where teachers and parents were getting vaccinated, then opening of schools would have been ideal." Speaking about the recent spike in COVID cases in schools, he added, "It is a reality that we have to accept that the infection is now spreading over larger economic and social demographic. Over the last 1 month, the reason why India's COVID numbers have peaked is because of the local outbreaks." While Dr. Kalyan Ramalingam, director of the pediatrics department at Fortis Hospital, opposed the reopening of schools and said, "While younger children do show less susceptibility to the disease, we still don't know which of the primary vaccines that we're giving to them is affording them this immunity." He added, "There may be multiple theories that BCG or the MMR vaccine that we're giving to them is what is providing them with the required immunity. But largely, there have been no indications regarding it yet." When the Print reached out to school teachers, they said that there are several reasons or ways in which the infection could have possibly entered schools. Vibha Singh, the president of the Delhi MCD Teachers Association, said, "As per guidelines given by the Delhi government, only 15 children can be present in a classroom. Sometimes when more than 15 students turn up, teachers have to accommodate them." She added, "It is possible that while doing so, the child is in proximity of another child who might be infected." In residential schools, she said, "Infection could have been caused by an adult staff member who's had access to the outer world. It is possible that parents may have contracted the disease and unknowingly started the chain," Singh added. Although central and state governments have issued guidelines and SOPs in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in schools, keeping them open is becoming increasingly difficult with this latest outbreak. Surveys indicate that with the advent of the vaccination program, parents in urban areas no longer feel apprehensive about sending their children to schools. Another survey found that students in the rural areas also want schools to reopen since they do not have access to seamless online education. Mamta Singh, a Delhi-based mother of 3, told The Print that her eldest daughter, who is in class 10, goes for offline studies once a week. She said, "It is all right with us as long as COVID precautions are being followed. Since board exams are important, we have no option but to send our children to solve their doubts. I'm not willing to send my younger children to school yet. That will happen only when the pandemic abates." That's all I have for now. Thank you for tuning in on the Print AM, your daily news capsule of the most important news of the day. This is Sonia Agrawal, correspondent for the Print. And don't forget to tune in at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning for the next Print AM.